Good morning. God bless everyone. In the name of Jesus Christ. This is 8:30 in the morning on Saturday, February 21st. And I was just thinking about listening to God and not going by emotion, not being driven by emotion or influenced or motivated by how we feel. And emotions can be quite strong at times, but they can also kind of just be in the background, just this little something that's just kind of bugging you, kind of like a bug or something. I woke up this morning and there was a itching on the bottom of my foot, and I kept scratching it, and then I would stop scratching it and try to get back into what I was doing, and then it would still continue to itch, and I'd reach down and just kind of absent-mindedly scratch at it. And this went on for a while until I started turning my attention toward it, like, why is my foot continuing to itch like this? And I inspected it a little bit further, and I realized that there was a bump on the bottom of my foot, and it was like a bug had bit me or something during the night. And so I addressed it. I just put some lotion on it, and then somehow or another it stopped itching. I guess I walked with God on what God told me to do. I don't know. But anyway, I turned my attention to it and addressed it. And it got taken care of. And I'm just speaking off the cuff here. This is just, I just turned on my recorder. It wasn't like any big thing God said, share. Nothing like that. But I think that's the point, is what God's trying to call to my attention, is that sometimes emotions can be strong, they can be overpowering, they can just consume our entire attention, but then sometimes there'll be something that's just in the background, like a running virus in the background that just keeps just bugging us, but we're not really cognizant of it. We just know that something's not bumping along right. And I think it's in those times when you just, no matter what you're feeling, whether it's a strong feeling or not a strong feeling, that we always go to God with our lives and with our minds. We're always cognizant of God. And I'm just thinking along the lines of the five things that we focus upon. We continue to speak in tongues. We speak in tongues much, and that gets our spiritual life in line with God. Of course, it's always in line with God, but I just have been so cognizant of the fact that we have this Spirit of God within us, and this Spirit of God works beyond the spiritual. It spills over into our mental thinking. It helps our minds be focused upon what God wants us to be focused upon. And sometimes things seem quiet in our lives, that God's not really working, but the fact is that God is working. And when we keep our minds aligned, our hearts aligned with the things of God, and I'm really thinking specifically with speaking in tongues this morning, but we know that there are other things that God would have us to do, the connection that we make, that our connections have to be godly connections. And God has made it very clear to me what those connections are and where I'm to be connected and to whom I'm to be connected to. And God can do the same thing for you. And if we have any hard-heartedness in our hearts about where we're to connect, what we're to listen to, that sort of thing, then God is going to shed light on that. And that's the kind of thing that I pay attention to. And so connections are very important in that regard. Our speaking in tongues is very important. in that it keeps the floodgates open. It stirs up the spirit within us, and we can listen with more clarity, and it keeps our heart pure. My heart's desire is that God has created in me a clean heart, a pure heart, a heart that's not driven by the wrong thing, but is connected to God and to the things of God and the people of God, so that I can move forward in the right path. So speaking in tongues and connections, those are the two things that I've covered so far. Then speaking by the Spirit of God. And you know, you don't have to be all worked up to speak by the Spirit of God. I was a WOW ambassador in Detroit, Michigan, in northern Detroit back in 78. And we lived in a duplex, and there was a person who resided next to us in the right side of the duplex. We lived on the left side, and we could hear her through the wall. And it turns out that she was of a religion that thought that you had to pray in the anointing of God. that you had to get yourself all worked up emotionally to receive from God. And we used to hear her over there next door praying and begging God and crying out, literally crying, you know, and speaking very loudly, you know. And then she would get herself all worked up, and then she would speak in tongues for a little bit, you know, but she thought that she had to get herself all worked up in order for that anointing of speaking in tongues to take place. And we lovingly shared the word of God with her, the right doctrine, that you don't have to work yourself up. If you have the Spirit of God, you can speak in tongues whenever you like. It's not driven by feeling or emotion. And, you know, that's just with speaking in tongues, but it's also with when we're speaking by the Spirit of God, which I believe I'm doing right now, that God has inspired me, not in an emotional way, but just in a way that He wants these words spoken. I believe this. And so that's how we speak by the Spirit of God and how we live by the Spirit of God. It is not driven by emotion. It is driven by our staying faithful and staying put on the fundamental things, the fundamental works of God, and keeping our minds and our desires in line with that, and just going forward to the best of our ability, which we have the ability of God. We have all enablements. We have the ability of God to go forward and speak. And so speaking by the Spirit of God, and we live by the Spirit of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by emotion. And we keep going that way. It's kind of almost a dispassionate thing where there is no emotion involved in it. We just act as God leads and directs us, and we have our minds and our hearts open to that at all times. I was out walking yesterday, and I was thinking about praying for laborers, about whenever I go out, that I am ready to speak for God and speak by the Spirit of God. But that doesn't mean I'm seeking after people or putting my own efforts forward. It's wherever I am, that's where God is. And if the door opens, if there is an opportunity to speak for God, God will cause that to come to pass. I don't cause that to come to pass. And that gives me great peace. You know, that there's no pressure in this. That's God's job. God's job is to bring the laborers to me. He's to bring the people who are hungry, the people who want to know God. He is to bring those people to me. And I just live my life before God, knowing that I am being faithful to God myself, and I am seeing the fruit from God myself. And when that person comes my way and God brings them to me, then I simply speak forth what God would have me to speak. And I have confidence in God that He will give me the words to speak, and He will make it plain what I am to do. And that's our beautiful life that we have to live before God. And so, you know, I've covered so far speaking in tongues, connecting with God, praying for labor, speaking by the Spirit of God, and we live by the Spirit of God. And then we honor God with the first fruits of our substance. And when you're walking with God, when you're doing faithfully what you know to do, and we have been taught over and over again what is the right doctrine to do, and it's based in these five foundational things. And when we do these things, then God will create in us a clean heart. He will create in us the desire to do the right thing when it comes to honoring God. He will show us how to do that with the right heart. And then we pay attention to that. We dwell and meditate on the wonderful things of God. And then we go forward and we take an action that has God all through it, that has God permeating it and marinating it. And I just think of a, you know, God's bringing all kind of things in the past to me to illustrate what I'm talking about. Several years ago, my daughter-in-law wanted me to make a cake for someone, and they wanted to have a strawberry cake, and that wasn't something that I normally would be making. I used to make cakes, and I used to be pretty good at it. I have gotten out of the habit of doing it, but God just brought this little picture to my mind that I was making this cake, but I forgot an ingredient. And I put the cake in the oven, and when it came out, it just wasn't right at all. It didn't taste good. It didn't look good. It just wasn't good. And I kind of think about that in terms of the things that we know to do. These wonderful, simple things that we have laid before us by our minister, who got it from his minister and did exactly what his minister told him to do. And now he's teaching us that right doctrine as well that we can do. But these are like ingredients, aren't they? They're the ingredients of our lives, and these five things. And if there's any one thing that's not, that we're not taking advantage of and implementing in our lives, then that the fruit from that one thing is not going to manifest properly, just like that cake didn't manifest itself properly because I forgot one ingredient. And you know, it's just very simple and beautiful, and these things are not hard to do, and they're not hard to do with the right heart either. But we have to be focused, and we have to meditate upon the things of God. And these are the things of God that God would have us to do. And so I guess my encouragement to myself and to you today is to meditate upon the things of God. Give yourself wholly to them, and your profiting will appear to all. You will bear fruit. And then, you know, the things of earth grow strangely dim when we have our focus in the right place and we have our actions in the right place, doing them with the right heart. And the things of earth can be, they're the carnal things, right? They're the things that we think we should be doing, but they're not the things that God wants us to do. So base your life in the five things, and then the other things in your life will fall into place. And the heart will be right with everything, and you'll be thinking rightly and doing rightly. And your life is going to be a great, great blessing to yourself and to others. And you'll walk in love, and you'll walk in joy, and you'll walk in peace, and you'll walk in goodness, and you'll walk in these wonderful fruit that God has for us to shed forth. And don't forget, you know, fruit is grown. It's not manufactured. And the way it's grown is to stay put and stay faithful in your actions on the things of God. And God will make sure that fruit grows and flourishes in your life because you've planted your life. You've planted your feet, your heart, your mind, and your actions. You've planted them in good soil, and those actions will produce godly fruit. And that's the only fruit that really saves and delivers and reconciles. It reconciles your own life more fully to God, and it reconciles other people to God. So this is our beautiful life that we have to live. So this is what I wanted to share, and God bless you. I love you. I'll be praying for you today, and just walking with God with great joy in my heart. So God bless you.